Warning, the following podcast is listed as explicit material and is unsuitable for children under the age of 18.
Last week on the Living Showcase podcast.
Speaking of voting for Chewbacca, the one person you don't want to vote for is a gun-wielding Darth Vader who robs a bank in North Carolina. The dark side apparently needs more money.
Well, of course, we keep blowing up other goddamn Death Stars.
A man wearing a Darth Vader mask and dark costume robbed a Pineville, North Carolina bank Monday, according to police. He was also wearing a chest plate and gloves. The Sith Lord demanded money from a bank teller and escaped in a four-door gray Chevy Suburban SUV.
It's a TIE Interceptor.
Yeah.
No, I thought it would be like more of an AT-AT.
Oh, gray SUV? Yeah,
I can see that. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Put some legs on that bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Well, definitely not the chicken walker.
Does it bother you when people call that an AT-AT?
Yes.
Drives the...
Very much
drives
so.
Drives me crazy.
Like, great, what do you call an AT-ST?
At
point taken.
At street?
At street.
At street. Now, here's my question. If he's, like, in a getaway car, driving, all right, cops pull him over, guns drawn at the window, all he does is roll down the window, wave his hand, and go, "These are not the droids you are looking for."
You were waiting on that one, weren't you?
I really was.
Do you think he had the Jabba the Hutt song in his car? Like, in the state? Yeah, like, that was his
the cantina theme?
That was his getaway theme. Here's the thing, like, if I were to plan a robbery and be Darth Vader, I would definitely do it with, like, a cosplay going on that day. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, like a Comic-Con or something where there's a bunch of Darth Vaders in the area.
A
lot of similarly sized Darth Vaders.
Like, can you get him in a lineup? Hey, everybody, this is Jacob Haycock with the Living Showcase podcast. With me is my co-host, Danny Meckler.
There we go. We got it this time.
Take 15. Go.
Popping that. Oh, I'm so tired.
And our tri-co-host, Mark Proberts.
I haven't been called a tri-co-host in a long time, but regardless.
Yeah, it's usually pedophile or...
Yeah. And that one was not for you, America. I am not a pedophile.
Anymore.
Not registered.
Or ever. God damn it. I hope nobody important listens to this.
I hope everybody important listens to this because that means that we're important.
Thanks, Obama.
That's true. Thanks, Obama.
And our guest this week is Nate Brossard.
I'm just looking for the beer. Sorry for stealing.
You just stole.
Yeah, I just stole Jeff. Really did.
If Jeff was stuttering.
Yeah.
If you're stuttering.
Oh my God. So, well, Lauren just translated English to Spanish, the beginning of what I should say. La bienvenida a la Fiera Vida Caso podcast. Soy Jacob Hegla, conmigo Danny Meckler.
I don't know how to say popping that jam.
El popping that el jamo.
Y Probert Mark.
What? Why is my
it says forward mark? It says
sucker, stupid.
I don't know why.
This El Uno is for you, El America. Oh,
nuestro invitado de hoy es Nate Brossard.
I can't say can fucking not a good way.
I can. Special. You know what? In high school, I took I like to say 0.5 years of Spanish because they didn't let me go past the first semester.
You were that bad at it?
I just didn't give a crap.
Yeah.
At all. And so...
Yeah, it was high school.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, yeah, exactly. But, I mean, it's just... I didn't care. I didn't do the homework. I participated in class, but because you don't do the homework, you're just like, oh, yeah. Which, my Spanish name was Chewy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So, hold on a minute. Time out. So last week we discussed Danny Pukler.
Yeah.
And you screamed out the window, Chewie for mayor, vote Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Did you know that there's somebody running for mayor with the name of Chewie? Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I wanted to check with you, and I forgot to ask, and that just reminded me. So anyways.
Yeah, I wanted to be slightly political and then just take it into another world.
It makes sense. You did that successfully. Mm-hmm. Unicorns and pretzels.
Was that one? Unicorns? That, one. That sounds like one.
Yeah.
That you yelled at people?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, they kicked me out after a semester of Spanish.
And see, we were required to take 2 years of a foreign language. Didn't have to be Spanish.
How did I get around that?
I don't know, because I took like 4 years.
Oh, you know what? It counted as an arts class. It was 2 years of an arts class. It didn't necessarily have to be foreign language. So I ended up taking like art drawing one, then drawing two, then jewelry, and then jewelry, you know, two. So I made fancy things and drew
so
them.
So you were a home ec kid?
No. I also, to balance it,
by
I was
doing jewelry and cooking and sewing.
I didn't
and
do cooking and
bedazzling.
Sewing.
And
it's bedazzling.
It's bedazzling.
And you married this guy?
Because I also did, you know, cars, mechanics.
Yeah.
You know,
I also, you
auto
know,
shop.
I also
it.
Went into this room
wow,
and
really?
Picked up stuff and put it back down again and then picked it up and put it back down again.
Would that be lifting, Mark?
Man.
Is that weightlifting?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just couldn't remember the name for it. It was all the weights were bedazzled, so I knew you were there right before I was.
Oh, look, Jake's been here.
So, Nate, how have you been? You haven't been on our show in a while.
Good.
We've actually never been on a show together. Usually my replacement, so this is kind of weird.
That's true.
It is weird.
You're taking over.
He actually was telling me on the way over here that he can't use getting fucked and not in a good way anymore. Well, at this point.
Well, yeah.
Why not?
Because work hasn't fucked me over in a while.
Oh. Well, get on that work.
You'd still be getting...
Yeah, what are you doing, the man?
Yeah.
Must be doing your job correctly or something.
Weird.
So no, that's no, that's definitely not it.
That's why you decided to steal Jeff Jonez's catchphrase?
I just should have said like normal.
Like normal.
Okay.
That's all right.
Oh, we could have had the crickets going.
All right, so without any further ado, let's do this week's beer of the week.
Oh, yeah.
What's that in Spanish?
Oh, there you go.
I can't.
Yeah.
Cerveza.
De la week? What is week?
I don't know what week is.
I don't remember anymore.
It's not even Cinco de Mayo. Like, what? Like, this would be something that makes sense if we were doing a Cinco de Mayo show.
This just came out of
nowhere.
Nope,
it's March 27th.
We are all really tired tonight.
Yeah, I feel it.
I am definitely burning.
I feel it. So what's our beer of the week?
So we apologize in advance.
Yeah. Our beer of the week is called Closer Encounter. It's a hopped up Imperial Stout. It is 11% alcohol by volume. Danny was pretty impressed by that. He was like, what the fuck?
It's been sitting out for half an hour, so it's probably warm.
It's the same way that we drink all of our beers, because I always pour them, and then Jake takes 3 hours to set up the set.
That's true.
So, once again, my linguist.
Oh my god,
my linguist. La cerveza de la semana.
Semana. That's right.
Semina.
¿Qué?
Semina. Semina.
You have a milky white shot glass.
This beer is made by Pipeworks Brewing Company. We've had a few of their beers here before. I'm a big fan of Pipeworks. They come out of Chicago. They are a local brewery.
Chicago.
Loco brewery.
That means crazy in Spanish.
The description on the bottle. Well, not really the description. The story. Maybe no one believed you last time you encountered the stellar contact between hops.
Can we just drink it already?
I know. Can we just drink the beer?
All right, let's drink the beer.
I was interested in the story.
See? I was too. I'm going to finish the story. Fuck you guys. Now I have to start over. Maybe no one believed you the last time you encountered the stellar contact between hop and roasty malt character. Don't you fucking drink it, Brossard. Don't you do it. No. You ginger bitch.
That was kind of gross. You released your stamen like a mosquito when you stuck it in.
Let's see. The Imperial strikes back with a fuller body and UF oh so many hops.
Jesus.
Set your phasers to stunning because this is the most out of this world hopped up stout on earth.
Did you really want to read this because you wrote that? Because that sounds like something you wrote.
It really does. But no.
Like your like your kindergarten books.
So
and your first grade books.
Hey, that was the last show I was on.
Is that really? No, it was not.
Yeah, it was.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, it was.
Wow. That was a long time.
It was warm out, actually.
Unless it was in another... We haven't done another Cards Against Humanity at Jeff's house, have we?
No. Wait, we did one...
No! Yeah, that might have been the last episode.
That was the last episode. Yeah, where we did another Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, that's right, because you had three cards, and we called them all out.
Yeah, because I was going for funny. Because
it was the only thing that you said on the show, and anytime you spoke up a word, we were like, that's one of your cards.
That's a card.
And we were right every time.
So cheers to everybody. Here cheers. We go. Glug, glug, glug.
This is the worst chink. It's we're all using plastic cups.
Hey, no racial slurs.
God damn it, Mark.
I was drinking right then.
I have all this electrical equipment.
I like it. I like it.
I couldn't taste it. I was laughing too
it's
hard.
Filmy.
I'm gonna try it again.
Did you get filmy?
It's filmy.
Filmy.
It tastes like it's a stout.
Like Kodak developer.
Specifically Kodak.
It's, yeah, it's terrible. I thought the bear.
That's Cody.
That's Kodiak. Yeah, like Kodiak. But they always, assimilated Kodak with bears for their,
They assimilate them?
Assimilate or associate?
Associated.
All right.
I like that's assimilate them. Yeah. They became the Borg.
Right. They assimilated the bears into America.
Mm-hmm. America.
I'm not going to lie. This, thanks for the Coke. This is terrible. It tastes like a bear's secretion after a long winter's nap.
Mm. Ringing endorsement from the Living Showcase podcast.
What is it with you and using big words that don't make any sense to what's going on right now?
No, that makes sense. I got it.
Bear's secretion?
Yeah, in the fall before they go on hibernation, they eat a lot of nuts and berries and bark and stuff to make a butt plug for the entire winter. And then they poop it all out.
If you liquefy that.
Yeah.
This is what you get.
This is what you get.
That's what you get. So this isn't one of my favorite beers.
I think Jake might ruin the beer for me.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
No, it's not bad.
Is it weird
that I
wanted to drink it more after you said that?
Yeah. I like the fact that it's got kind of a hoppy finish to it, because not a lot of stouts really have a very hoppy flavor to it.
Yeah, it's like a weird mix.
So I'm a big fan of
it. Doesn't know what it is.
A lot thicker, like chocolatey, caramely flavor, the coffee flavor. But this, it's not bad, like I said, but it's not my favorite.
No, it is. I don't like it.
Oh, God. Finish it. Finish it.
I'm going to finish it. Don't worry you about it. I usually finish them.
He does.
I try to.
We sometimes take pictures of his faces.
You didn't finish it last week.
No, I did not. And you know what? It was funny because Mark's like, well, I guess I'm drinking three beers. You didn't even finish it.
No, I didn't.
None of us finished that one.
Well, the thing is, last week, you have to remember, I was pretty hungover. And I was not in the greatest of moods. But anyways, that's besides the point. And I had to drive back home anyway. So I was like, I'm not drinking three of these hoppy beers.
Definitely not. But definitely not. So this week's articles...
45 minutes later.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to the question of the week, which there was no question, but there was an article.
Why
for
didn't
it.
We post
it was,
a question?
It was posted. It just wasn't posted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it totally does.
You know what's funny about this is that the article, there is no article. It's a video. So I'm going to make this up as I go along.
It works for me.
Driver caught using most interesting man in the world in HOV lane. Now, what does HOV mean?
It's like the
high on Vicodin.
Yeah. It's like the carpool lane.
I know it's a carpool lane, but what does it stand for?
I don't know.
hold over vehicle.
What does HOV lane stand for?
Oh, let's...
And
come on, yeah. Siri. What did he say?
Hold on.
Highly
ovulating vaginas.
Operational.
Jacob, do not start with the voice expression if I start drinking again. Remember?
What?
Oops.
Beeps. No, I mean, okay, so I
basically, honestly, I'm not
it's
sure.
Human immunodeficiency virus.
Yes.
Typo. Sorry. Hold on.
Christ almighty.
Typo? How do you typo that?
I and O are right next to each other.
Okay, fine.
Oh my god, I'm gonna find this.
High
you.
Occupancy vehicle lane.
Yeah. See, that took me 3 seconds from the time that I picked up my phone. It took you 20 minutes. Fuck
because
your
I
iPhone.
Had to make a joke.
Fuck your iPhone.
About HIV first.
All right, so basically, I mean, everyone pretty much knows what these lanes are. These lanes are kind of a fast lane if you have carpooling.
Yeah.
All right.
Multiple people in
so
your vehicle.
Also, a wrestling pay-per-view in February. Fast lane.
Life in the fast lane.
Also an Eagles song.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. This man was caught via, it looks like camera. Like the speed traffic camera.
Yeah.
Cart in the carpool lane with a cardboard cutout of the most interesting man in the world. Like the guy who does the commercials for Dos Equis.
Yep. So are you trying to tell me that the guy who is the most interesting man in the world in the commercials is actually a cardboard cutout?
I believe it.
I would believe it. It's like the
God
Stone
damn it,
Sour...
Hollywood, you get me again.
I know, it's like the Stone Sour music video where what's the looking glass? I forget that song.
I have no idea.
Yeah, looking at you through the glass.
Yeah.
You saw that? Have you seen that music video?
Yeah.
It's actually really cool and very well done. But it's Mac. Have you seen it?
No.
It's a whole party, and like you know, Stone Sour, they're just playing the music like you know rock bands do, and but it's
is that
going
what they
through.
Do?
They play music.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they do. But it's going like through this party and like you see all these like fake people and very Hollywood and stuff like that. And that one point they freeze as somebody comes and picks them up and it's a cardboard cutout.
Oh, nice.
It's very well done, actually. There are a couple of them that you're not even sure at what point they freeze because it'd be like literally if you were moving around and somebody just went like this and
oh, yeah,
like, picked
I've
you up.
Those.
Yeah. It so, was. It's pretty cool.
I'm sorry. Apparently, the gentleman who is driving the vehicle, no, the most interesting man in the world,
yes,
is actually, oh, okay, I see what she's trying to say now. So the most interesting man in the world, even though they try to make him out to be Spanish,
yes,
he is actually an overly tan Jewish dude.
Really?
Who pretends to be Spanish. He pretends to be his Spanish friend.
Hi, so, Dios mios.
So he's taking after somebody that he knows.
Okay.
Trying to be the most interesting. So he's a fucking liar.
This is our most Spanish episode yet.
This really is.
Brought to you by Telemundo.
Yeah.
The only Spanish episode that could come close to this is when you told me I had to drink in Spanish.
I don't remember that.
Really?
I do remember that vaguely.
Because there's a YouTube video of it out there.
Oh, okay.
You're just like, you have to drink in Spanish.
You know
Los Glugs.
That's right.
You know what?
That's right.
I think I'm going to do that next time I ever play Circle of Death and you can make your own rule. That's going to be my rule. You have to drink in Spanish.
I'm just saying, anyone drinking. That's funny.
I like it.
I do like it. The funny thing about this video is, like, you see the picture of the guy, like, he knows he's effing caught, and then the picture of the most interesting man. But he's the guy who's caught and driving is gotta be in some sort of construction or state, like, or, you know, some sort of government job, because he is wearing a bright yellow jacket with, like, the reflector strips on it. So I mean, automatically that makes me think of it, like anyone in construction.
Wait, he's drawing attention to himself.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Exactly.
You won't like, notice the guy in the cardboard.
Where's your
cutout.
Friend's safety vest? I'm pulling him over.
That's how we could have gotten away with it. Right? If you put the safety vest on the most interesting man. See.
You just like run away.
I actually relate to this topic a little bit.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
Well, because if I ever had to, and I'm sorry if you were about to jump into this, but if I ever had to pick somebody or something to be in my passenger seat so I could ride in the carpool lane.
The HOV lane.
The HOV lane.
HIV lane.
It would be our family traveling Iron Man.
Yes, you do have a family trip. Yeah.
For, I know I've told the story on the show before, but
just to repeat, real
but
quick.
Just as a repeater, when I was working at Best Buy, I got a large cutout.
I'd say from almost life size.
From the Iron Man 2 movie, because long story short, I wanted from the cutout was the giant number 2 off of the Iron Man 2 thing, because how funny would it be for my sister's birthday if I got her a giant number 2? She'd fucking love that shit. So,
is she turning 2?
No, but number 2 is also poop.
Gotcha.
And got you a giant number 2.
That's, yeah. So for your birthday, I got you a giant number 2. And
apparently so lame.
So that's all I wanted, and the merch girl threw it away. And I was so pissed. She's like, well, we do have this standalone or whatever. And I was like, all right. So I brought it home. And, you know, ever since then, it's been our traveling Iron Man. He shows up in people's bedrooms and in people's showers and
scares
behind
people.
People's cars. And, yeah, he makes his way around the
house.
How
does he move around?
He's got, you know,
friend Tony Stark.
Jet stuff.
He's Tony Stark.
He can figure it out.
He's Repulsor Blast.
That's what it is.
Yes. So who, we know who you would ride with.
Yep.
Brassard, who would you ride with? Anybody.
I got none.
I'm going to
say, come on.
Zayn Malik, since he's free now, he can go anywhere.
Who's
he doesn't
that?
Have to go in just one direction.
Wow.
Well,
that was a little thin.
That
but
really
like
goes
that.
To show how much I fucking hate you back then.
Yeah.
Come on, Brassard. Nobody. Darth Vader.
That'd be fun.
Queen Amidala.
No,
Darth Vader might be. He
Lieutenant
might,
Uhura.
Wait, Tom DeLonge.
Does that mean that you.
Hell no. Oh. Hell no.
You drive the getaway vehicle for Darth Vader?
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, follow up from that story. I heard it on the radio yesterday. Wait, no.
The other day. Sometime this week.
Yeah, I did hear something. So it was the Darth Vader was intoxicated, extremely intoxicated.
Oh, the bank robber.
Yes. And they still don't know who it is.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's not really an update. It's just that's more
stuff
that
I heard
on the radio
that made me sound cool.
How do they know he was intoxicated?
Because that heavy breathing was his breathalyzer.
They could hear him going, give me all your money. I guess. Yeah.
So they're assuming he was intoxicated?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Okay.
So if you want to get away with a bank robbery.
That stemmed a whole other conversation on the Tom and Emily Morning Show. I don't know if you guys ever listened to that. off of Will Rock. It's out of Wisconsin. And yes. We just barely get it down here, but they were talking a whole big story into that, and they were talking about Halloween next year and how they're going to dress up as Jabba the Hutt and Slave Princess Leia, but Tom is going to be Slave Princess Leia, and Emily's going to be Jabba the Hutt. So.
Wait, so they're going to be a Slave Princess Leia Jabba the Hutt?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So they're going to be Jabba the Hutt dressed as Slave Princess Leia
mm-hmm.
at the same time?
Both of them.
That sounds like an interesting costume. I would like to see that. I don't know why.
So you can masturbate to it.
Oh, God. No.
Halloween is only 7 months away.
Oh, you don't have to tell me anything.
Yeah, I know. You're Mr. Halloween-y
over
here.
I've got a countdown.
Yep.
Yeah.
Crossed off his Salacious Crumb costume and now going for the Slave Leia Jabba the Hutt.
I don't have any interesting, clever transitions for that, but...
We'll make one.
Speaking of awkward situations...
Speaking of awkward situations...
God damn it, I'm not even looking at the articles!
A jealous South African man pours super glue into his wife's vagina.
Oh, you could have made a Sarlacc pit reference.
Ooh.
Oh. I told you, like, Star Wars is not my forte. It's not.
No.
Matt Forte is a little bit more my forte.
Which isn't Danny's forte.
It's definitely not Danny's forte.
Because he fucking hates football.
Yeah. You're wearing a Bears shirt right now.
I'm not Danny.
Very true.
Yeah.
So a jealous South African husband. Oh, and this was found on NewYorkDailyNews.com. Jealous?
Newark?
Huh?
Newark?
New York.
You said Newark.
Well...
Apparently, the airport has a
NY.
Did we ever find a list of towns we want Jake to say out loud?
I found a couple, but I didn't know how to pronounce them either. So
you have to pronounce them yourself before I can pronounce them.
So instead of making both of us look like assholes, let's just ignore the conversation.
No, I think it might be an interesting segment. And now Jake pronouncing towns. Just like
just words. Words in general. They don't even have to be towns.
You know what's terrible is I'm going for a broadcasting degree. So I really need to learn how to talk.
Can I pronounce this? Mook?
I actually, for a while there, I was kind of priding myself on being able to like pronounce people's last names like at work and stuff.
Yeah,
and be like, "Oh, Mr. Blopty Blah," and they'd be like, "Oh, wow, that was really good." There's
oh, it's a family name,
you know. And it's like, I know, right? And I was like, "Yeah," and then I just you
come
know,
from the
I'm pretty good at tribe. I'm pretty good at nameology.
Nameology, nice Boondock Saints reference in there.
Definitely,
yeah.
So, this woman was left scarred for life and in constant pain after her husband applied the adhesive.
Physical scars or mental scars?
Physical and probably mental.
Both. I mean, a mental scar for a woman doesn't take much.
Applied the adhesive.
High five! High five, Lauren!
Oh, man.
I mean, she's already got a gash. That was a vagina joke.
Okay. I was like, what, are you cutting bitches now?
So, South African
married,
husband.
We got married, I cut a vagina. It works.
South African husband poured super glue into his wife's vagina after becoming convinced that she was sleeping with her uncle.
Oh, I didn't read that part.
You didn't read any of it.
No, I just thought... I was just under the impression that he thought that... Her vagina was broken, so he wanted to fix it.
You need duct tape for that.
I'm going to glue all the individual pubes back on there because they came off somehow.
No, I actually used super glue earlier for my car little shift lever. The button keeps falling off, so I had to super glue it. It works great now.
Good story, Dan. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to continue reading.
I can't believe these people. I quit.
The 45-year-old man allegedly locked his 40-year-old spouse in the bedroom at their home in Village of... Yeah, I'm not pronouncing that one.
Oh, no, please do it.
Please do it.
I'm going to pull it up, too, and see if I can do it.
Nigwamtila? Tila?
Nigwamtila.
Nigwamtila?
I bet that's it, actually.
Near Bush Buckridge.
I told you, I pride myself on this shit. Did you say Bush Village?
It says Bush Buckridge.
Oh, man. I was going to say, irony right there.
Nigwamtila near Bush Buckridge.
Oh, yeah, I cannot pronounce that. It's spelled N-G-W-A-M-T-I-L-A.
You see?
Yeah. Nigwamtila.
Nigwamtila.
Nigwamtila?
Nigwamtila.
See?
Nigwamtila.
English language... has taught me that ing, we're missing an I in front of that and a G.
True. I still cannot to this day. I've heard people say it to me 1,000 times. The last name, I don't know if it's Korean or Filipino or what it is.
N-G-U-N?
N-G-U-Y-E-N. Nugent? I think it's Nguyen.
It's Nguyen.
It's Nugent.
Nguyen, right? Nugent?
I don't think it's Nugent. I think it's like just Ted like Nugent?
Regardless.
Oh, it's seriously how, like, people in my class would pronounce it.
Nguyen? Yeah. Because we have somebody at work that his name is that. We just call him T.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That letter's not anywhere in there.
I don't know.
Can you call him anything else?
That's what he goes by. His
that's
name
what
is
he
T.
goes by.
I think that's
T.
his last name, by the way. Well, yeah. His first name has a
clearly.
T in it somewhere.
Yes.
Probably the start.
I'll get you back to this topic after. So he reportedly pointed a machete at his wife and ordered her to strip naked. After threatening to chop her head off if she didn't obey, he then forced open her legs to apply the adhesive to her genitals. This is terrible.
Lauren, does this sound familiar?
It's also weird that there's.
I'm just making sure he's actually reading because I can't tell. Instead of telling a personal story, that's all.
I looked at. Okay, so she told iAfrica. I looked at him with horror and tears streaming down my face. I do not know what would make a man who loves a woman to do that to her.
All right, I've got the article open, too, on my phone, and it's kind of weird because there's an article for Dish Network that just says, for half the price, and then it continues going out with your...
Yeah, so after he did that, he fled. He has not been seen since the incident. Well,
it's probably a good thing. I mean...
Wait, maybe he...
Seriously.
Maybe he superglued himself inside.
Ooh.
That's why he hasn't been seen. He's stuck inside her.
It's a magic trick.
Like pulling a rabbit out of a hat?
He's going to rise in 4 days.
Out of a vagina, a rabbit out of the hat? What's the difference?
This is his Easter.
And this is how he gets zombie apocalypse.
That is the worst thing you can ever say. God. I think that is worse than me saying the N-word on the second episode.
You said... Nope. Did you?
He did.
I wasn't here for that.
This is like the fifth time we've told you.
Oh my God, I'm not going to lie. And I probably have the same reaction every time.
Yes, you do. You Christ. literally do. So we're going to go to a different
topic.
Crazy story. Bacon-crazed Michigan woman shot up McDonald's over a mixed-up order.
Shut up.
You had the perfect transition just there.
What?
Speaking of black people.
Well, yeah. I'm just trying not to be.
Once again, I reiterate, this is my last episode of the Libby Showcase podcast. I quit.
I apologize. That was just terrible.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
A bacon-crazed Michigan woman faces prison for shooting up a McDonald's after workers screwed up her order. This is also from New York Daily News. Shanika Torres.
Shanika or Shaniqua?
Shanika.
Shanika? You want Shaneka?
I go Shanika.
I would say Shanika.
It looks like
snakes if you look at it really fast, but Snakes Torres.
Yeah, we'll call it Snakes.
Bitch, you don't know who you're talking to before she fled, fired into the driver's window.
Is that a direct quote, or did you add the flare? Like, I'm just wondering if the whole snap and,
yeah,
like,
was that part of the article?
That was in parentheses that I had to read it that way.
All right,
yeah,
gotcha.
It was racist. So
gotcha.
I'm sorry.
It was very.
Before she fired.
I'm still laughing.
Before she fired into the drive-thru window of the Grand Rapids fast food spot. What did she use? Jurors took just an hour on Wednesday to convict Torres in the February 2014 shooting. Torres had twice tried to get a bacon cheeseburger before she went on the McWarpath. Oh,
the McWarpath.
Can we rename our podcast then?
Welcome to the McWarpath podcast.
I'm thinking I'm going to go to McDonald's and order the McWarpath hamburger.
Oh, I wonder if they made one in honor, like,
right.
An honorary burger.
It's a bacon cheeseburger with a gun.
Or cut in the shape of one, at least.
Yeah, she complained when the first sandwich arrived sans bacon, and McDonald's promised make it up to her with a free one next time she came in. So Torres returned a few hours later to collect. Really? Two times in 2 hours?
I worked at McDonald's. It happens, trust me.
She seemed like she was in a good mood. Slipping a handsome cashier her number before she moved on to pick up the makeup meal.
And then she fucking shot him.
Well, but I wonder why it took so long to find her.
But she
said, here's my phone number. Really?
Good point.
How dumb do you have to be?
She soured once again when workers shorted her on the promised big pig strips. Kent County prosecutors claim Torres hopped in a car with her friend, pulled a handgun out of her purse, and squeezed off a round. One round.
Bullet one individual bullet.
Yes.
That's a warning shot.
That is a warning shot. I mean, they'd be like, I want some fucking bacon now.
Granted, I understand that there's that whole thing there with the intent and the blah, 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 blah. But like, I wouldn't consider that shot up a McDonald's. I'd say maybe
true.
Shot it's, at a McDonald's.
It's Detroit.
Well, I mean, the bullet shattered. And dogs. The bullet shattered the drive-thru window. Oh, well, now that's damaged to property.
All right.
Wait, yeah. She shot her own window?
No, the drive-thru window.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Nearly missing a worker who ducked away seconds earlier to pick up another burger. So, what is this?
He dropped a burger?
he was putting it in the bag discreetly so that the customer didn't see it.
This is the worst McDonald's.
She faces at least 7 years
once
in prison.
Again, this is Michigan.
Yeah. On felony gun charges.
McFelonies?
McFelonies. Torres is scheduled for sentencing on April 21st. So that already happened. Well, that didn't happen yet.
No, that's
not. Wow, Jesus. Really?
I'm sorry. I'm so out of it right now. I'm so out of it.
Because it's our Spanish episode.
And he's speaking English, so I'm not even understanding what he's talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're throwing the rest of us off.
I apologize. I am acting high right now.
Dick.
Like Shaneka.
She probably was.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
Up in here.
That. It's just like that. Earlier, you were talking about like ridiculously, but you were talking about that was he was gonna rise in 4 days and like just Easter's coming up, so you think mass. And that was just like. And y'all gonna make me lose my mind. And then the congregation go up in here. Up in here.
I'd go to that church.
You would go to that church.
I would.
Was there something like that that was, oh, you know what it was I'm thinking of is the episode of Family Guy where they did the Fonzie church.
Okay.
Church
yeah.
of Arthur Fonzarelli. And Peter's up there, blah, 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 everybody, you agree with something, this and that, you know, say, hey. And they're like, hey.
So,
go on.
Speaking of being high.
Go on.
Police.
There you go. That one works.
Okay. Police burn 3.3 ton pile of cannabis and get an entire town high. Indonesian police got an entire neighborhood high accidentally after burning a 3.3 ton pile of cannabis just outside their office.
How dumb do you have to be?
This is from the Lad Bible.
Which I see a lot of articles from that site, but like you guys were saying earlier, I don't know its origins or anything like that.
I don't know. They have pictures.
So Jake can read it.
Yes.
There's illustrations.
This one has pictures. I can see the pictures.
Those are the ones we pick every week, guys, just so that you know. So if you submit articles and we don't pick them, because there's not enough pictures for Jake to understand what's going on.
Or Jake ran out of crayons.
All right, so residents around West Jakarta.
It's Indonesia. I'll give them a break.
Jakarta.
Sounds
like an encyclopedia.
Is that right next to
it? Does sound like an encyclopedia. Yes. The Jakarta.
La Carta. Well, actually, never mind. That's Frère Jacques, but okay.
No.
Frère
Jacques is Frère Jacques.
Yeah, you're
all
right.
I know French, motherfucker.
I don't.
Yeah, he took 0.5 years
of Spanish, so he knows French.
They're essentially the same. Mexico and France are right next to each other.
Omelette du fromage.
Spain and France are kind of close.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
They are only neighbors, Mark.
I mean, Mexico, France. Never mind.
I'm just going to title this podcast the stupidest podcast we've ever done.
This one's pretty bad.
I'm not saying bad. Like, is this? I'm having a good time. We're being funny.
The strange episode.
No. This Here is white just people the stupidest. Yeah, the stupidest thing we've ever said.
Except for Nate.
I blame the alcohol.
I swear to God, it's not the 11% beer.
God damn that rum chata. So, loads of people then reported to the police with headaches and feeling dizzy, not really realizing they were, in fact, high as a kite.
So, what scale are they basing this off of, is what I want to know.
Well, a kite scale, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, there's ground, there's trees, and there's kites.
And then there's the airplanes.
So where's
That's
the
really,
tree,
really high.
The kiting tree?
I mean, here's one argument that I've... Well, actually, Brandon actually really brought this argument to light to me, and it makes a lot of sense. When it comes to alcohol, we've got a breathalyzer test that can tell you... Okay, this is how drunk you are, and we know where we should be.
Yes.
When it comes to...
0.08.
Right. When it comes to marijuana, there is no standard. How do you know when somebody is too high? How do you know what high as a kite really is? Like,
well,
there's no
fast food restaurant
set.
Do they go to?
that's how they should... Sense. How many things they've eaten is how
high
they are.
If you go to Taco Bell, you guys are all right. If you go to Wendy's... You're not high. You're just stupid. If you go,
if you go to White Castle, you're dead.
You're baked. Oh,
you are so baked if you go to White Castle.
Unless you're me, because I fucking love White Castle.
No, if you eat a Crave Case by yourself, that's high as a kite.
Okay.
Or really sad.
I'll give you that one. And I'm a little bit of both, except not so much because I don't do drugs.
There you go.
If you masturbate with the Crave Case grease afterwards.
All right,
then
well,
you're
really now
sad.
You're really starting to hit close to home.
That's bad, okay?
Just, I'm
you get
not
onions
okay.
in your smegma?
Oh, God. Did you really just say smegma?
I did.
All right, so the police themselves.
I just wanted to gross out Lauren.
So,
by drugs and alcohol.
I would look that up if you don't women. Know what that is.
Yeah,
but
S-M-E-G-A.
Too much.
The police themselves.
Siri, send and Lauren pictures of smegma. Hell yes.
I don't know if you heard that, but Siri just said ready to send it.
It didn't understand what I said, so it just says, Lauren just got a text that just says pictures of swag.
Oh, man. All right, so according to the article, the police themselves anticipated the powerful plumes and protected themselves by putting on gas masks after they set fire to the drugs. So they knew better.
Right. They just didn't think to warn the town. They're probably, well, I mean, you know, it's like burning leaves, people think. You know, you're just going to, it's going to go up into the air. It's going to disappear, you know, that's
but
that.
But they didn't bother to warn any of the locals, which meant everybody got buzzed one afternoon. They also destroyed 1.8 kilograms of crystal meth and 250...
Did they smoke that too?
So it was laced.
2,538 ecstasy pills, but they decided to blend those.
Oh my God.
And put them in a shake.
This is the best protein shake.
It's the best protein shake ever. I should buy a boat. Oh wait, that was cocaine.
Yeah, so. I was like, that's not ecstasy.
Well, probably. I mean, well, okay. How about this? This is amazing.
That's
your, shirt, your shirt is so soft.
This feels so good.
So they became Creepy
Where's
Mark, essentially.
Oh, yes. That was like full Creepy Mark. Like full Creepy Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, like high as a kite Creepy Park. So
fucking hate you guys.
Yeah. I wonder how many reports to police were proper complaints, is what the article then asks at the end. So,
or how much of that actually got filed.
You know what's funny is my economics teacher in high school, my senior year of high school, which, God rest his soul, he died of cancer, unfortunately. But he was telling us a story on how he moved into his new house in Naperville and... It was a good deal because they actually it was police raided because people were running drugs out of it.
Was it rated high or low?
High.
Okay.
Very got high. 5 stars of GTA.
I'm all about the ratings, guys. Yeah. All about the ratings.
All about the ratings. I'm all about them rates. About them rates.
So like us on iTunes. 5 stars.
Yeah, just pretend you're rating 5 stars. Rating GTA. So anyway, he moved into this house, and which they got a good deal on it. And he was in the backyard mowing his lawn or doing yard work or something. And he noticed and saw a pot tree. Not even like, you know, a plant.
Right.
It was a tree.
Interesting.
So instead of reporting it, he just chopped it down and burned it.
Smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of his neighbors and their dogs.
Oh, yeah,
are like, hey,
that's a funny
got some
smell.
Hot dogs to put on that fire?
Do you think you get high if you ate the hot dog? That's an interesting question.
That is an interesting question.
Yeah, you're like roasting some, yeah, roasting some marshmallows. Well, they definitely had some s'mores. Well, I don't know how.
I'm trying to think, because I mean, if you do the brownies,
Indonesian s'mores.
Yeah,
if you
I don't know
the
how
brownies,
big.
It's the oils in the plant. From the plant that actually like bake into the brownie that makes it potent. So if it's just the smoke,
someone knows
like
a lot about
cooking
pot brownies.
The food.
Yeah,
well, he's criminal justice
he's
major.
A
of course,
criminal
I do.
Justice major.
Right, right.
God, I hate you guys.
I'm never coming back again.
This is the God, I fucking hate you guys episode. This is like
this is taking shots at Mark episode.
This is where I'm Eric Cartman singing the song. I hate you guys, especially Kenny. I hate him the most. It really happened. Watch the episode.
I'm just gonna give you a round of applause for that. Yeah.
There's a
so why don't we get
into
Cartman?
Yes,
and get him.
Yeah, it's kind
of. Oh yeah, how's anyone doing brackets? I'm not.
No.
I'm doing the South Park one.
I was doing fantastic for the first 3 days.
Yeah.
Then the weekend hit. Done.
It's so funny. All one of the guys at work,
except for one,
Andrew. First day, like, it's just tanked.
Everything. Yeah.
Everything tanked. Yeah. First day.
No worse than Armstead. Armstead didn't even fill his out.
Oh, there you go. So he did
so
worse.
He got zero.
Yeah, he got zero. Ryan is all up in a hizzy because he's like, God, Duke's got to win, which I don't even know if they won or not because I don't follow March Madness. But it does make me miss Sean Luters very, very much.
Yeah.
And Sean, if you're listening, give us a call. Okay? Who are you going to call?
Yeah,
come over.
Let me show your beard hairs.
Cuddle a little bit. I mean, I miss your snuggle times.
I miss your scent.
Mr. Laugh. Mr. Musk.
We should move in together.
I miss you complaining about how I pronounce s'mores.
S'mores?
Did you send pictures of smegma to everyone?
Oh, Jesus.
No. God.
So that's going to do it for this week.
It says, good.
Nate, do you actually have anything to say on this podcast? Or?
Oh, yeah.
I said more knives than past.
That's a dick pic right there.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to say that's a dick move.
That's a dick move.
That was a dick move. Thanks, Lauren. It was
like,
actually four dicks.
Like and subscribe to us.
It didn't move much because it was too crusty.
Facebook, Living Showcase Podcast. iTunes, like and subscribe. Give us a rating. A GTA rating.
Send us pictures of smegma.
So
if we're
really, really, really bad, then you want to rate us 5 stars. That's the GTA way to rate it.
Yeah, we're going
to
go with golf ratings.
Yeah.
And Stitcher. Download Stitcher. They're awesome. And download us on Stitcher because I know you don't like it, man. Like, what's your problem with Stitcher? Like, honestly.
Well, I didn't figure out how to use it immediately within the first 5 seconds of opening it. So I'm like, ah, fuck this. I don't want it.
So you're like every American out there.
I figured it out.
Well, good for you. Do you want a pat on the back?
I would love one.
Do you want a cookie?
Preferably a back rub.
Maybe
I haven't
a thin
had one
mint?
Of those in a while.
Yeah, my fingers get caught in your hair.
Well,
let's
like
start.
It.
Hey, this
let's
is why
start
he
small.
Has a shirt on.
Would you like a fresh towel?
Sure. Okay. Sure, I'd love one.
No, I don't have
we'll
one.
Find a fancy bathroom before you do it.
Let's take a step up here. What's next?
Actually, we've got a little bit of time. Mech, I wanted to talk to you about last week you made me, like literally made me play this game.
Oh, yeah.
Called A Wolf Among Us, which is free for the first chapter, but it's in five chapters. Okay, so you have to pay for the other chapters. I finally started playing it last couple days, and it's amazing.
It really is.
It's amazing. It's so amazing, I bought the other four chapters.
Good.
Whoa! Whoa!
How far are you?
I just beat the first chapter, so like tonight, I just beat the first chapter. However, the thing is this is... Okay, have you ever played Indigo Prophecy?
Nope.
What is wrong with you people?
I've been asking you that exact same question all night long.
What is wrong with all three of you? Indigo Prophecy... Okay, one, you need to get an Xbox and go play Indigo Prophecy now.
I have an Xbox, and I probably won't
Original Xbox.
Original. I don't have one of those.
Yeah, it's on the original Xbox. It was the greatest game on the original Xbox.
That's not true.
It was also on PlayStation 2.
Halo sucks.
I was not going to say Halo.
Well,
I was going with Fable, but all right.
James Bond Nightfire?
All right.
I haven't played that one.
It's like Fable, where it's like everything that you do steers what you're going to or how the story ends up. And you get to decide how you answer questions and all this other stuff. But this game is exactly like that. Also, it's like a detective game. It's like there's a detective element. So, like, you have to walk around a crime scene and find clues and, like, all this other stuff. And it's very, very cool. It's called A Wolf Among Us. It's on iTunes. Did you play the game that I sent you, though?
No.
Okay, you have to.
Okay.
That's next week. Next week, we're going to talk about that.
All right.
But because what is... I forget what it's called. It's like Echo.
Dark Echo.
Dark Echo. Yes. Dark Echo is so simplistic and complicated at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like games that you absolutely love.
Yeah.
So.
For sure.
Definitely. It was a free download this week. So that's I downloaded it. I'm like, all right, it's a free download. I'll download it. And I ended up really like enjoying it. You have to get pretty far into it though, because it starts off simple and it gets harder and harder as you get along.
That's what she said.
It's puzzle solving.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Also what she said.
I don't think it's what she said.
It kind of is. It's what she experienced. It's a puzzle sometimes.
I mean, maybe it's hard for you to find the right pieces with your schmeckle.
Why does that have to rhyme with my name?
Next week, Danny Schmeckler.
Yeah.
Is going to host.
Oh God, no!
I like when you guys host. I don't know if you know this host, but
go for it.
All right,
Next week, Mark Probert is going to.
Wow!
Mark,
you left the S off my name.
Probo.
Just call Mark.
Mark Promo.
Mars God RoboCop.
Yeah, we gotta end this now before it gets even worse. Like and subscribe. See you next week.